You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to the Nurtured Empath Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. So in this episode, I really wanted to unpack that statement that's in the title there. You are too emotional. So if you are anything like me, that may have been something that you were labeled as a child growing up, maybe even into early adulthood. You might actually say that about yourself. That may be a describing word that you use when you're describing yourself to someone else. You may even use that as an apology. So you may find yourself saying, I'm sorry, I'm so emotional. I'd love to hear if that is something that you have labeled yourself as in the past, or if you're still doing that now. I really want to unpack that statement today because I actually learned something about myself recently. I've been having a look at my human design profile. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's very much surrounded around, you know, what your energy is, what it is that you've come in here to do to the earthly plane this time around, this lifetime, and how it best works with your energy. So if that's something you're interested in, welcome you to Google about that. I downloaded an app called My Human Design with Jenna, so that might be one you want to look at too. I found that app to be very, very helpful and very eye-opening actually. And this was one of the parts that was very eye-opening for me, and that's why I really wanted to talk to you about it today here on the podcast and really start to unpack that statement. So when we're looking at the human design, one of the parts of my energy is being non-emotional. And at the time I was like, really? Is that really me? Because I've been told my whole life that I am too emotional. You know, growing up, I was told that a lot. Then I started to describe myself in that way because I'd been taught that as I was growing up, that I was too emotional. You know, we have adults, parents, people around us telling us that then must be true, right? So that was something that I had taken on as a belief for myself. So when I was looking at my human design profile, and one of the things was is that I was non-emotional, I really wanted to look into that and go, okay, well, really? What... Why have I been called emotional if I'm a non-emotional? And what it means, it doesn't mean that we don't have emotions, but what it means is we don't really have all of this background emotion all the time that is ours. But what we do have is this ability to pick up on the emotion of everybody else around us. We're able to pick up on the emotion in the room. We're able to pick up on the emotion of our partners, of our children, of our parents, of our friends. We can pick up on all of that. And we can digest that, but we can also absorb that as well. And the thing is, if you're not aware of that, then I guess we could seem to be emotional, right? We could seem to be too emotional, as people have called us, because we are absorbing, because we are then reflecting, if you like, all of that emotion that everyone else is feeling. So, you know, it's one thing to have your own emotions to deal with, right? But imagine, and you don't have to imagine because I know you're feeling it, I do. You've walked into a room. Say there's like 10 people in the room. All of those are emotionals. Just for a second, let's say that all of the people in that room are emotionals. And you're the non-emotional. So they've got all their background emotion going on. They've got so much background emotion going on that they can't process anyone else's. They can't even feel anyone else's emotion. But you walk into the room as an empath and you don't have that background noise, remember? So all of a sudden, you've got all of this emotion coming at you from all of those 10 people. And you're reflecting all of that back. So of course, who in the room is going to seem like the emotional one? You are, right? Because you are reflecting that back. That is the role of an empath, is we pick up on these things. We have the ability to feel these things, to feel the emotion, to feel the energy in the room, and then we become like a mirror. And that can be hard sometimes because the people that we're picking up that emotion from, they don't know they're feeling it. They might not even be in tune with themselves enough to know that they've got that background emotion going on. But because we are tuned in, because we have this gift, because we can pick up on it, then we reflect that back and we become the mirrors in our people's lives. And what's hard about that is that the people around us, they're not always ready for that. They're not always ready to look in the mirror. They're not always ready for us to be that reflection for them. So what this is about for you is starting to understand that. So, you know, if you are like me and your human design profile has that same thing as I do, that you are a non-emotional, it's a game changer. Because all of a sudden you're like, you know what, that belief that I had, that belief that was given to me, that belief that was put on me, that I am too emotional, let's let that go. Not too emotional. I would say you are the emotional wizard. You get to process all of these things. You're able to process, you're able to hold, and you're able to reflect. So if you can start to look at it from that point of view, going, okay, I'm not too emotional. I process emotions. They're two very different things, right? If we think about those two things as a belief or as a statement, one, let's look at I'm too emotional. It has some negative connotation to it, right? But if we think about I am the processor of emotions, wow, different, powerful. So if you can start to shift that, if you notice that either people are putting that on you, that you're too emotional, or you're putting that on yourself, or you're describing yourself as that, I want you to shift that. We're going to shift from I am too emotional to I am a processor of emotions, or I am an emotion processor, whatever, you know, works for you. And then really start to sit with that and start to notice in each and one of your environments that you enter. Remember that at the back of your mind. I process emotions. I reflect emotions. If you like, if you don't like the word processor, what just came to me now, the emotion reflector. That's a good one, right? I like that, actually. I like that better. The emotion reflector. It's a bit like our superhero name, right? So that is something to start to take on board for yourself, that you're not too emotional. It's just that you have this amazing ability to pick up on the emotions of everyone else, to absorb the emotions of everyone else, and to be able to reflect those back. Now, I think what's important for you as an empath, as a highly sensitive soul, is to know that you don't need to be the carrier of the emotions. That's why I love the emotion reflector. I think that's good. That's powerful. Because you're going to reflect those back, right? We're not going to take it all in and we're not going to hold it within our physical body because it's not ours to carry. We are going to feel it. And then we're going to push it back. We're going to reflect it out. Because it's not ours to carry. Our job is just to notice, is to see what's going on in the room, to feel what's going on in the room, and then we're able to reflect that back. Because if you think about it in that way, that's a pretty powerful role, isn't it, in your people's lives, is to be able to show them. Because if they're not able to feel those emotions for themselves, if they've got these emotions running in the background all the time and they are not aware of that, that's going to be hard for them. That's going to be heavy for them to be carrying that around all the time and having no idea that it's even there. No idea that it's affecting them in each and every moment. So you're able to step in and say, well, actually, I've just picked up on this right now. Have you noticed that for yourself? Is there anything I can do to help you with that? You know, I do that with my husband all the time. Me and my husband, we're very different souls. I'm very spiritual, obviously. I'm an empath. He is not. He's not spiritual at all. So I will pick up things from him before he even has any idea. And over the years, I've started to learn that he doesn't always want me to reflect. He doesn't always want me to be that mirror for him. So I have to come at it in a gentle way, is just to say, well, I'm just picking up this from you right now. I'm going to leave that with you. And then he has his own time to process, okay, this is, and then he'll come back to me, you know, a little bit later, might be a couple of days, might be a week, and he'll say to me, you know how you were saying to me last week or a few days ago that you were feeling this from me? Well, I realized what it was. So I've given him the time, I've shown him, here's the mirror, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm feeling, I'm going to reflect that back to you, here you go. And then I hand that to him in a way that he's able then to process it for himself. So that's a really powerful position for you to be in, isn't it? Rather than being the absorber, we're going to be the reflector. So I really hope that has helped you to start to understand yourself on a deeper level, because that's what I'm all about, really helping you as an empath and a highly sensitive soul to live here on the sometimes harsh earthly plane with the beautiful gift of sensitivity that you have, and how it is that you can use it to really help yourself in your own life, but also how you can help those around you as well. So I trust that that has served you, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the Self-Care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, nicoleivins.com.